By Channing Crowder on the show.
What up, y'all?
JJ Jackson.
Yes, sir.
Trevon Reed on the program with us as well. So, look, we got a lot of things that we want to get into. I have the pleasure of talking with two former SEC football players, two guys who formerly played in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So I'm in a good seat right now with the setup, Trevon.
Talk to me, baby.
We've got a lot of great things going on for you, Channing. Obviously, with your playing career in the SEC and then in the NFL as well. What's it been like, this transition into the broadcasting side of things with the work you're doing?
I actually got into it while I was still playing because we had Tuesdays off. So then I was actually with the Dolphins. I was the dude that sat in the locker room, made fun of everybody. Every player that walked in, I was on his head, on his clothes, on his shoes.
You had one of them on every team.
Every team, ashy ankles. If your wife gained a little weight, I was going to let you know everything. So I was the guy that did that. And then media members, too. The guys come in the locker room, I would make fun of every media member's clothes, and I just sit there. And it was all in fun. Right. I was a little silly dude from Atlanta, just, mm-hmm. you know, like we called it Joning. Mm-hmm. Everybody Joned back in the day.
For sure.
So then Channel 10 down in Miami asked me one time during the credits of the news, you know, the last little 15 seconds, they were like, you mind if we just film you? We'll edit it out, edit all the cuss words out, and we'll just play little clips of you at the end of the news. It'd be a funny little thing.
Right.
So then from that, 560 QAM, the big radio station down in South Florida, they saw that, and they called me like, would you want to do an hour on Monday nights? And that was my fifth year, hour on Monday nights, and I did that my whole fifth season. And they were like, well, my sixth season, they were like, you want to do our Monday nights and then Friday night. So leading into a game and then coming out of the game. And I was like, cool. And then the check started coming. And I was like, you get paid to talk. I've been talking trash, talking football my whole life. And they about to give me a check to talk. I said, this is what I'm going to do.
Yes, sir.
So as soon as I wasn't going to retire, the Dolphins cut me after the lockout year. Mm-hmm. So if your contract, that was my the 30 of a three-year deal. So mm-hmm. if you knew you were going into the lockout year in your last year, you get some guaranteed money going into that lockout if we did lockout.
Right.
So I had 60% guaranteed already on my contract. So they released me, and I'm like, y'all already owe me money. I'm going to chill for a year.
Right.
So when I told them I wasn't retiring, I was going to just take a year off, the station called me and was like, hey, would you want to fill in? You've been doing radio already for 2 years. And then I ended up retiring. My wife got pregnant with our second child. I got three now. Ended up retiring, started a midday show. Moved into the afternoon show, so now I'm afternoon drive for 9 years now down in South Florida, media career, doing the podcast, the I Am Athlete podcast with Brandon, Fred, and Ocho and them boys, and just, yeah, man, really, it happened when I started seeing checks come from a station to speak.
Hey, I check out you guys' podcast a lot, and I see you on there. You say you don't play no video game. How you come from all that joking, but you don't be doing that? Like,
I'm a country boy, man.
Me too. I'm saying, like, You use the man in the locker room.
Yeah.
You on everybody. Man, you know you could be getting a double check.
Yeah. With the video games.
With the video.
And the twitching and all that.
You ain't even got to be good. You just got to be you.
Yeah, man. You know what? Honestly, I can't sit there and stare at the TV. I got to be outdoors.
Okay.
I can't sit inside. I'm a busybody. Like right now, we just finished a 4-hour show. I'm about to go down and get in the pool. I'm going to leave the pool, and I'm going to go to Perry's or Twin Peaks. I'm going to go to Perry's and get me a steak and go to Twin Peaks and see the dibbles and dabbles in there. Like, I'm a mover. I can't sit up in front of a TV and watch TV and sit indoors because my whole life, man, I hunt, I fish,
okay,
raccoons, squirrels, anything that
– You country.
Anything they let me shoot, I'm going to shoot. Anything they let me catch, I'm going to catch. So I was always outdoors, so I just like to move and shake. So I just never – even as a kid, bro, I never got into video games. I'd rather wake up 6 in the morning and go bass fishing all day than sit in there and play Y2K, whatever the hell them little games called.
You're talking about Y2K. Man, you ain't that old, man. Talking about Y2K.
Whatever the hell, y'all.
Nah, that's big time, though, man. Being a fan of Ocho, right? You know, I play for the Chargers and the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Got 6 years in. Being a fan of Ocho, is his diet really that bad? Or he just be?
Bro, I'm around him. I'm around, you know, we're around for the show. We'll be around each other like 4 or 5 hours a week. But mm-hmm. then we went and did the I Am NASCAR. So we're up in Charlotte. Well, hell, we're up here somewhere. We're up in Charlotte for NASCAR. And so we're around each other for 3 days, 4 days. And, yeah, man, that man ain't into no salads. Man ain't into no grilled chicken. That man is into McDonald's, French fries, burgers, and that's what he's going to eat. We went out to eat a number of times, and even at other restaurants, that man's getting him a burger, getting him some French fries. He don't drink no liquor. So that's probably offsets it because I drink me a bunch of liquor.
Okay.
So he don't drink no liquor and all this stuff. But, yeah, man, Ocho versus science, that's where it came from because it's not a ploy, man. It's real.
That's real, though. What you think about my guy boxing? They be
he got his booty put there like I told him he was. Bro, these dudes nowadays are getting bigger. Brandon talked about boxing Deontay Wilder.
He tripped.
And I told him, and he's talking about, and then one thing you do with athletes, when they want to show you the athleticism, they want to do it like physical. So when I was like, B, do not get your silly tail in that damn ring. Now he want to put his dukes up and start bumping his elbow against me, talking about, man, I've been training and do. I say, bro, he's going to swing at you and hit you in your face, and you're going to fall on the ground and embarrass yourself. You have children. My biggest fear in my life is getting knocked out in front of my babies.
Okay.
You're going to get knocked out in front of your children, bro.
Easily.
And Chad didn't get knocked out, but he did fall and jump up real fast and put his hand in the air. I don't know what he put his hand in there for. You ain't win. You just lost. So it was, man. I tell all of them. I had some other dudes, too, talking about boxing. Other less known ball players. And mm-hmm. I tell everybody the same thing. I'd be like somebody people tweet all the time about the show, and they'll do the little comments on mm-hmm. the I Am Athlete. They were like, Crowder's the friend you need, but you don't really want, because he's going to tell you the dead honest truth about yourself.
But I'm saying, though, they tell you right now, 15 mil to fight Jake Paul. You in there?
I go in there and swing. I ain't going to let her touch me, though. I'm going to dance the whole time. I'm running. I'm gonna ask, you know what? At that quest, hey, 15 mil, go fight Jake Paul. How long do I need to last?
You got to last. They only going 8 rounds. You got to last.
I got to make it 8 rounds.
Got to make it 8.
And you not going to criticize my fight style.
However you get it, you get it.
Oh, we're going to have a track meet in that damn ring.
You think I'll be running?
I'm going to run to one corner. He's going to come over there with me. I'm going to run to the other corner. He's going to come over there, and we're going to have a cat and mouse for 8
rounds.
They
say you got to land. You got to land at least 75.
Punches?
That's it.
Oh, that's going to be tough, sir. Give me 7.5 million and let me run. Give me 4 million and let
me. You'll get him 7 million back.
Yeah.
Just to run.
Just to run. Bro, I am not getting hit in my face. I'd have been in so many fights in my life. I'm too old now, man. I'm almost 40 years old. I look getting knocked out at 40 years. I ain't never been knocked out in my life. Yeah, I'm going to get knocked out at 40 years old by a YouTube IG model, whatever they are. Ain't no IG. I ain't getting knocked out by no IG model.
You like him or Woodley?
Who's that?
Jake Paul or Tyrone Woodley?
Woodley.
You think Woodley going to get him?
He's a real boxer. Those boys are IG models. Him and his brother, them goofy bastards, they are not athletes.
Okay.
Jake and Logan are not athletes. They're goofy, silly YouTubers, jump on motorcycles and ride up ramps and all. Bro, that's not athletic. When people talk – anytime somebody talks about fighting a professional, mm-hmm. like when people talk about – when I was playing – we playing ball, mm-hmm. and you always got the drunk dude at the bar that want to come up talking about, hey, Crowder, I can tackle you. And I'm like, bro – you're a mortgage broker. You haven't done anything professionally athletic in your life. And you're going to tackle me now? I've been playing this game since I was 7 years old.
You feel me?
Get out of here. That's how I feel about that other side of it.
Respect.
I'm going to go play baseball. No, you're not. Them pitchers been pitching for years, and your ass just strong. Like, I feel that way about everything professionally. Like, Woodley is a professional boxer. The two IG model brothers are nobodies, but they got a bunch of little peons following them around on Instagram and all the little Twitter twitches and all, whatever that crap that people do.
They definitely got
that. They are male IG models. That's all they are.
Hey, I want to ask you, too. When what's the chef name on the show again?
Chef Nancy.
Chef Nancy. When she bring the food, do Ocho ever eat it?
He tries it. He'll take a bite. He'll be respectful to it. He'll take a little bite. They brought a vegan tacos one time. Jerk jackfruit tacos. And it looked like shredded pork. So he grabbed it, and it looked just like shredded pork because they cut up the jackfruit. They had a little the jerk seasoning on it. It was brown. He grabbed it. Everybody grabbed it. We eating it. He bit it, and his face curled up. And looked, and everybody knew what it was, so we all looking at him. He chewed a little bit of time, got his little nap, spit his little food out, put it on the table. Then they brought cookies, some cookies out there.
Mm-hmm.
They were vegan cookies with no milk, no none of that
vegan
stuff.
Vegan cookies?
Vegan cookies. I thought, man, they vegan and vegetarian and all those weirdos, they're different people. Like, some people don't even touch anything that a cow has touched and all that.
They crazy.
So it was like these vegan cookies made with coconut milk and all this crap. They look like cookies, though. He bit that cookie one time, chewed it 3-4 times, got his napkin, spit it out. went and got him a Coke and said he's going to McDonald's when he leaves.
That dude, they're crazy, man. I'm a fan of y'all boys, man. What y'all doing, y'all don't understand. I don't know if y'all understand, but y'all changed the culture. Y'all changed the way athletes look at certain things in life. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all boys could come on there one day and be joking and getting on each other, man. The next day, man, y'all boys got tears in y'all eyes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And from a former athlete who been through it, who from a hood, who lost his mom, man, I could actually sit down and watch y'all boys' podcast and get a laugh. I could get some real-life knowledge. I could come on this show, steal some of y'all stuff, sound smart, smart as hell. But I'm talking like y'all, you know what I'm saying? So, man, from one ball player to another, bro, I just want to tell you I appreciate y'all boys. Y'all keep going, dog.
Appreciate it, bro. All love. And like you just saying, we don't – I think now after season two, we kind of realize it. Because even flying here from a 60-year-old man to a high school athlete to a college dude, and we was in Charlotte on waiting for our layover. Dude from Ohio State defensive end came up to me. Mississippi State DB came up to me. I'm sitting in the airport eating pizza. Mm-hmm. They came up, they're like, bro, we love the podcast, man. Free game. And all this, like, the little phrases we say, free game and stuff. And people are really like, hey, man, it helped me. These kids, one of these kids that came up from Florida, Big Zach Carter, the D tackle, he walked past the media and came up to me. It was like, Crowder, man. I thought he was going to say the Gator love. Like, hey, man, I watched it when I was a kid. He was like, bro, the podcast, man, I'm learning a lot, man. Keep that up. So I've learned now talking to enough people. That folks, if you really look at the media, what happens is we're always the color guys. Not because we black. The color, you know, the play-by-play in the color. Sure. Mm-hmm. So they want to throw it off us, what's your opinion? Mm-hmm. Get a question, what's your opinion? And now you just see foe, and I say it like male lions. You know how, like, lions, when they get so grown, then they got to get their own territory. Because they too much testosterone, too much manhood. So they got to get their own territory. Even if they brothers, they got to move because they just can't. The women got to go one way. The money got to go one way. Everybody separates because they want their own territory financially, the housewives, the relationships and all. And I think we showed that four male lions could sit in a room together, can make fun of each other. Could joke about each other, could talk about real stuff, talk about relationships, talk about money, talk about life. And it's not – doesn't have to be a fight. It doesn't have to be an argument. Mm-hmm. It can be a aggressive debate. We get to yelling and screaming sometimes, but that don't have to become a fight.
Right.
That's just four grown men talking and getting passionate about their thing. And that's what I really learned, that blew people's mind, because I didn't know people would be so enamored with, like, that concept of just four masculine – wealthy, let's be honest, men sitting around a table just talking about life. And I think that's, even if it's subconsciously, I think that's what surprises people. And then you get into the content of what we're saying. But I think just that dynamic of how we got it set up, how we shoot it, really surprises people of how it's structured and then the content's there. And I think that's why it blew up.
That's big time, man. I'm a fan. I know he watch it. We talk about it all the time. We're going to have to put the guys on, but man, I'm a fan, man. Keep going, dog.
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate y'all. Thanks for the support,
absolutely,
man. And,
absolutely. Yeah. Got a couple more for you. Channing Crowder's joining us here on the show at SEC Media Days. I want to talk a little ball, and I want to hear from you, and Trevon, you chime in as well. Both of you guys, your time at Florida, Trevon's time playing for the Tigers and winning the national championship, what was the transition like from the SEC to playing in the league?
I'll say personally, it was the linemen. Like, I played against Darren McFadden, you know.
That's what I was about to say. The same guys I had to guard, Amari Cooper at Alabama. I had to guard him when he was on the Raiders. You know what I'm saying? Had to guard Tyler Lockett at Kansas State. Had to guard him at practice when I was on the Seahawks.
Yeah.
It's the same guys. Speed, if you let it be fast, it's going to be fast. But, man, just studying. You out there with a whole bunch of grown men. They don't want to go home and play no video game. They don't want to be your friend for real because, man, if you 21 and he 36, 9 times out of 10, you there to take his job.
Yep.
And he know that. Man, he don't want to be your friend. And you got to know that. Keep it in the locker room. If that man asks you to let's go do something after, we're going to go do it.
Yep.
Don't ask him. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, so
just keep it player.
All the skill position folks, like you saying, bro, it was same people. Mm-hmm. Same people. He run a 4-4. Well, dude in the SEC run a 4-4. He's this. But, bro, when I got up there with Jonathan Ogden, and Steve Hutchinson with that guard from the Vikings, and Willie Rolfe, Man, boy, I'm about to start shaking. Waters, that remember the what was it? Priest Holmes line in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
All it was five All Pros across the board. Priest
he
Holmes,
had five of them.
He had five of them. Willie Rofe was there. Waters was there. It was a big old stinking white boy with the left guard. It was five dogs across the board. That's when Priest's knee was supposed to be shot.
Mm-hmm.
We played him on a Friday night because it was a hurricane coming to Miami. They said Priest Holmes can't break no more. He's slow. His knee shot. That's when he used to run with that limp. He used to run like a hurt horse. Man, he went out there had about 200 on us. And it wasn't him. He was jogging through the hole. It was them linemen just picking
you
up.
Getting up on you.
Bro, when I first time I played Big J Ogden with the Ravens, then my linebacker coach, when you have an edge rush, mm-hmm. your linebacker coach, you study film and all, and you know how a little hand signal, so try a spin move this time.
Mm-hmm.
Try up and under. We had a little hand signals from the side. This must have been a 12, 15 game of the year. So we already had our hand signal set. So I walk up on the right side with J.O., or I walk up on a normal tackle, and I look over to my coach, and he'll, you know, have a little signal, try to move up and under. He'll have a little hand signals
right.
for me. Now, I mean, I walked up on J.O.'s side, looked over my coach. This damn dude shrugged his shoulders. I looked, I kind of gave him like, what you got, coach? He was telling me, it's nothing you can do. Bro, they snapped that ball. J.O. talked to me the whole play. Oh, there you go, young boy. No, that ain't going to work. And then he locked his hands on my shoulder pads.
And it was over with.
And he told me, oh, yup, man. And this, bro, who was back there? I don't even know who the quarterback was. He's in the pot. This is during the play. He's standing there holding me by my shoulders. And he said, I told you not. The weight room is essential. The weight room, I was immobilized. I'm just shaking in the air. So all I played, Moss was probably the most just physically talented human being I've ever seen on the field. Randy Moss was special. Played Tom Brady 10 times. They were great. But the respect, like who I have nightmares about and wake up in sweats, is them damn offensive linemen in the NFL, bro. I didn't know humans can get that strong.
He said, I didn't know humans. I had an incident like that when we played the Colts. And ran up on Nelson, the guy who
Quentin Nelson.
Oh, my God.
The guard from Notre Dame?
Bro. First of all, he a guard.
Yeah.
I'm coming on a blitz. He shouldn't be able to see me. He's a guard. They got a whole nother person and a tight end. That's two people. This man then peeled back and hit me so hard.
I don't want to blitz anymore.
I don't even remember what happened after the play. I'm just going to stop it right here. This is where the conversation ends. He
Man.
Hit me. I wasn't close to the quarterback, and it was that.
Did you hear that? Wham, 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 wham.
But I just hit the ground, bro. My coach Rashard was like, you all right? I'm like, shit. I don't know. You all right? Why you call that? Why you call that, bro? You know what I'm saying? But, man, it was – them linemen tough.
Yeah,
they tough.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. Right now, you know, you wealthy. You mm-hmm. doing your thing in life. Dan Mullen go 0-12. Florida call you to be the head coach. What you do?
I take it.
You gone.
I'm gone.
Who your first hire?
Charlie Strong, my first hire. I would have went to South Carolina if Charlie Strong was a head coach. I ain't really fooled with Lou Holtz in Columbia, South Carolina. I don't think it's a place for no black man to be. But the reason I went to Florida was when Zook got the job, when Spurrier went to Washington football team, I got it right, and I said Redskins for years. But he went to Washington football team, Zook got the job at Florida. His first hire was Charlie Strong. That's why I went to Florida to play for Charlie. I didn't go to play for Zook.
Okay.
So he taught me football. Charlie Strong, I sit in his office. He bring me in every – we play on Saturday. We watch the film Sunday morning. He would prepare for the next week Sunday afternoon and night. I was sitting with Charlie, and I would see him break down a film. And that's why right now I coach in South Florida. We won the state championship last year.
Mm-hmm.
I know football because I sat for hours and hours and watched Charlie Strong break down a football game where there's no people, there's no names. It's X's and O's, and there's positions, and there's tendencies. That's all football is. Everybody wants to make it about this. It's damn brain surgery. It's not brain surgery. It's 11 on 11, and everybody has tendencies, and everybody knows who the dogs are.
Mm-hmm.
And a coach got a Quentin Nelson. They running behind him.
Fact.
Every they time. Not going to run the other way. It's dumb as hell. If they don't run behind Quentin Nelson, they're going to get fired.
Fact.
So that's all it's about. And so if I ever got a big-time job, I would call Charlie Strong and let him teach me how to be a head coach and really how to call the defense. Charlie Strong would be my first hire.
Would you – my fault. Would you hire the Ochos, the B. Marsh, the Freds because for recruiting purposes?
recruiting purposes, one thing I would, but I would have to have that real conversation with them. Are you going to put 12, 14 hours a day in? Because that would be one thing, you know, saying you sitting on 30, 40 million. Like some of them dudes are, I ain't got no money like that. I don't know how your pocket look, but we okay. The crowd is living good, but you sitting on 30, 40 million. I don't know if you want to have a 12-month grind or 12 hours a day. Right. So I would have to have that real conversation. Would I, Zach Thomas, would I love him to look at my linebackers? Would I love a Joey Porter to work with my rushers? Would I love a Brandon to show my receivers how to get off a press? Ocho, feet work, would love it. But I need that 12 hours a day all year. You can't come just to camp and then get bored. So that would be my question with, you know, top athletes or athletes that are really well off.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want that grind? Because to be honest, I don't know if I'm ready for that grind. Right. I don't know if I'm ready to recruit, then come back and then break down film and then go recruit some boy in Western Illinois, some guard. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I want to fly up there to see some boy and sit and beg his damn mama to come to Florida. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I want to do it. So I'm sure I have to have that conversation with some ex-ball players if they want that. They want that sacrifice to really be coached.
Respect.
Channing Crowder is joining us here on Radio Road SEC Media Day. It's just one more with you here, Channing. We're talking a lot about football, and I find it so fascinating with Trevon being the best of friends that we are here, and again, no playing experience for me whatsoever. All the years he spent in the NFL, Trevon still gets just as much joy out of college football. Are you still the same way?
Oh, yeah. I get more passionate about UF than anything else.
Hello.
Yeah, but like I can watch any NFL game, Dolphins. All I play for the Dolphins, 6 years with the Dolphins. Win, lose, and I do the pregame and the postgame for the Dolphins. Like, win, lose, or draw, you know, it's attached to – my check is attached to my, you know, my
right.
my job, because if you lose, everybody's in, you know, the whole world.
Sure.
The sky's falling. When the Florida Gators lose a game, my wife knows I'm upset.
I'm hurt. That's what I'm – listen, baby, I don't want to go out to eat.
No.
I eat noodles tonight. We lost. I don't want to show my face. I'm all right, man. You go. And take the money. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is that Florida, when you go to – it's different now with this damn transfer portal and all that. We won't got to get into that. But when we was in school, you go to a team and you ball until you get on the field. Not all that, oh, I'm third string. Oh, my mom told me to go to Western Kentucky. No. You get a scholarship to Florida, your ass go to Florida, and you play it out. You get in the weight room. You train. Maybe your sophomore you get on the field. If you don't get on the sophomore year, your junior damn year you get on the field. Mm-hmm. And if you don't go by your junior year, you ain't working hard enough. You got all them training tables and coaches and trainers and weight room staff and all the people. If you are not on the field by your sophomore junior year, your ass is not working hard enough. So that's on you. But that's the thing, the passion, the growing. Bro, I talk to more guys I play with at Florida to this day, right now, to call on my phone than the thousands of players that went through the Dolphins when I was there. I might keep in touch with 15 Dolphin players, 20 Dolphin players. I keep in touch with at least 50 or 60 Florida Gators.
You're the exact same way.
Exact same way. The guys who I keep up with in the league, like the Sherms, who was my idol, you know
and
what I'm saying?
Him,
and then became my brother, the Cam Chancellors, the Earl Thomas. That's guys who I learned life from, you know
L-O-B.
What I'm saying? L.O.B., and I had to earn that. Like,
yeah.
Bro, when I first got there, I remember them boys was like, don't put that on your Instagram or nothing. We'll delete your whole Instagram. I'm like, dang. I'm like, bro, chill. I ain't going to put it. You feel me? But I had to earn that. I had to put my 2 years in. I had to pick off Russ when they tell me to pick him off. You know what I'm saying? When I knew I wasn't supposed to pick him off. It's a period. You know how you got the dead period. Offerings get the right of way.
Yeah.
Man, them boys like, hey, you earn it. Pick them off.
Go get it.
Bet. I'm going to get that thing. You running it out? Bet. Going to get it. You know what I'm saying? You had to earn everything. But another question I wanted to ask you, though, the NIL stuff, how you feel about it?
I love it. I could have made well into the six figures.
I'm with you.
I might have made well into the six figures, but we're gonna leave that at that. I could have legally made well into the six figures at Florida if I could. I was all that two-year all SEC. I only played 2 years. I left as a sophomore. That's
okay.
When they had that loophole where it was 2 years plus a day. It wasn't 3 years. They changed it. Pac-Man Jones, myself, and one other dude, I think, from Texas, took advantage of this, the loophole in the rules. So I left as a sophomore. But so 2 years, all SEC 2 years there, All-American my second year. I had nothing else to prove at that moment, but
right.
The attention was there. Number 55 in Florida meant something in that window. I could have sold my jerseys for thousands of dollars. I had people offer me thousands of dollars. Dude, big Jacksonville businessmen and Gainesville businessmen that would offer me that, and I was like, I know I can't do that. That's illegal.
Right.
The agents that's coming, the car dealerships that's all there. If you're a car dealership in Gainesville, your entire customer base are Gators. So why would you not want a Gator attached right. to your car dealership? So I love the NIL. I think it's going to create jealousy because the dogs are going to make money. The dogs are going to have Camaros. Mm. The dogs are going to have bread. The dogs are going to buy bottles in the club. The dogs are going to have the girls in their section. And if you're a fourth-string guard, you're not going to have a Camaro. You're not going to have no women. You're not going to have no cars. You're not going to have no sections. So I think it's going to create jealousy. That's back on the head coach and the athletic department to figure that part out. But for the individuals that are working hard to become great, that's my name.
Mm-hmm.
Channing Crowder, you don't own Channing Crowder. I own Channing Crowder. My grandmama named my daddy Channing Crowder back in the day. Actually, Randolph Channing Crowder. That's my family owns that. Mm-hmm. So you making billions off of us and our names, that's my money. I need my check.
Amen. Amen. I'm with you on that. I just know the problems that it's going to run to with the hating.
Yeah.
It's going to come. That's why me personally, I felt like if you tell a whole team, you know what, y'all getting $1,000 a month, we'll add $2,500 to that. Everybody getting $3,500, and you do your own NIL stuff. It can't be no hating, bro. You getting if you was a poop putt who wasn't going to be getting nothing, you getting $3,500.
Yeah.
You should be straight.
Yeah.
Don't hate on the man who just got the 50K commercial. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just felt like they could have do something. Put the walk on. Get him something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, look out for some people.
No, bro, I'm with you 100%. But that's – I think this, like, the NIL, this paper they've just signed, that the Supreme Court and all signed, this is a start. They just said, okay – it's crazy to say it, like I was just saying – they just said, okay, these college athletes own their own name. Now it's on the athletic departments to figure out what you're talking about. Because just like that, you a starter, you got a car. That's going to be the first thing. You can write off a car. Car dealerships write off cars. I drive people cars from doing radio, so I know ball players going to get free cars. So if you a starter, you got a car. Camaro, the country dude's going to get the big pickup truck with the lift kits. So now you got the guy driving the Taurus. Then you got the guy driving the Corvette. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The athletic department has to deal with that. That's on them. Y'all have made billions of dollars off these kids going way back to damn Bear Bryant, y'all Auburn dude. Mm-hmm. Going way back to Vince Lombardi times. they done made billions off these kids. It's time to kick that back in or take the money that y'all make these the Iron Bowl, bro, they make hundreds of millions of dollars off that game. TV rights. The boxes for the sponsors and all these people, bro, hundreds of millions of dollars. Take that and give it back to the kids. Like you're saying, he get 5 racks, this dude get 50, but he got 5 racks. He got five more racks than he had.
He's straight.
Bro, this paper, this NIL paper is the start of something, and I can't answer, and I ain't smart enough, and I don't think NCAA, they dumb as hell. What's Emmert, whatever his name is? He's an idiot. He don't know what's going on. NCAA been stealing checks for years. It's not on them because NCAA is cheap and dumb. It's on each individual university to figure that out.
Respect.
And if you're at Auburn, if you're at Florida, if you're at Texas, you're going to have more money on the table than if you're at West Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just be honest. That's what it is.
And to take care of your superstars. I think that's so important. I mean, Trevon, we talk all the time about your recruiting class coming in with Cam Newton being the Wildcat quarterback for Cam. I don't know if Channing has heard those stories before the injury, figuring out, wait a minute, Cam can do this on his own. We don't need Trevon to handle that. But just what Cam was able to do for the school and that sort of – guys like that, to be able to take care of them, you know.
But Cam probably would have made 100.
Yeah.
For real?
At Auburn, he probably would have made 100 M's before he even touched that Carolina check.
Right.
Because he became – I don't even like saying this, but he became like a god in Auburn, bro. Like – it went from that man walking the class with us, we laughing, kikiing, cracking jokes on each other, to 7 security around this man. Like, he a rapper. You know what I'm saying? We can't even get close to him. Like, bro, he coming in the locker room with us. Like, y'all got to stop at the door. He coming in here with us, and we can't holler at the man on campus. Man,
I wasn't out left before Tebow got there. Mm-hmm. But they said it was like that with Tebow. Where Tebow just went crazy. Cam was at Florida and he stole a damn computer, threw it out the window or some dumb
best
crap.
Best thing ever happened
if
to us.
If not, he would have been in Florida right after Tebow.
Y'all have been lit.
But it's called a free market. Like you said, he could have made 100 M's. Mm-hmm. That's free market. Why can't Jeff Bezos, why can all the crazy dude, Elon Musk, named his son a math problem, why can't they make money off what they do at any moment in their life? You don't have to go to college to be that little tech geniuses. You don't got to go to college. You don't got. I don't need to depend on you. It's a free market. If I do something exceptional, I get paid off my exceptional actions. So why is they call it amateur sports? Why is college not a free market? If people respect my name and my likeness enough and my ability enough to pay me, why can't I get paid? It's called a free market system. And to be honest, like I was saying, the bigger picture of the NIL, that free market is going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be companies that go broke trying to give these kids money. There are going to be companies that make millions giving these kids money off their name. But the free market is going to figure itself out, just like Pepsi and Coke figure itself out, just like a chicken figures itself out. It's going to figure itself out once you set this plan and once you let these kids have a free market on their own name.
Let's get one more before we get out of here.
You think by them opening up this rule now, you think they should give Bush back his Heisman?
Oh, you know – you know that's just like if you in a state that legalized weed, but you in on a dope charge, so you get let out. You know what I'm saying?
Like, if that's exactly what it's like.
It's exactly what it is. It's when before the prohibition, when alcohol was illegal, and now alcohol is legal. Like them people that were selling alcohol, now that they were selling water now, because I'm in every store. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. Man, personally, I don't think they should have took his Heisman.
Right.
They could have taken, you know. They could have taken his records with all that stuff, whatever they wanted to do. I don't give a damn how much money Reggie Bush was getting, bro. He was still the best football player in the world at that moment.
And he was getting underpaid anyway.
I'm telling you. So,
that little house.
So, yeah, that little bitty, you know, come on that hill.
Two bedroom, bro.
Yeah, a little dirty back. You didn't have no grass. I'm Heisman when I ain't got no grass in my damn backyard. Why are you taking his Heisman because he was receiving money? They don't even. That's not even equal. The Heisman is given to the most dominant college football player. I don't give a damn what he had on the side. I don't give a damn what money. I guarantee I can't even think of nothing right now. I've used the example before. There's a Heisman Trophy winner that went to prison. Like, got in a lot of trouble. Got in some crap back in the day. One of them old dudes, not a recent guy. Take his Heisman. He disrespect the Heisman more than Reggie Bush.
True.
If he DUI or some vehicular manslaughter, didn't he disrespect the Heisman more than Reggie did?
True.
Reggie got paid off his name, and you took his Heisman. But if you get in trouble, get locked up, whatever it is, that disrespects the name of the Heisman Trophy more than a man taking a house with no damn grass in the backyard.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yes, he should get his Heisman back. I don't think they're going to give it to him because NCAA is dumb. We'll get back to that. But I think he should get his Heisman back. I think he should never have been taken.
That's a great point. Johnny Manziel has a DUI to his name, and he still has a Heisman.
Who disrespected Heisman more, Manziel or Reggie? Be honest.
Manziel, yeah, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
No doubt about that. Yeah.
What he's doing, hitting, you know, allegedly, we'll say, hitting that little girl side the road and his girlfriend got beat up in the car, all that stuff. Who's making the name Heisman look worse? Manziel still has his trophy.
Mayfield has the same DUI stuff.
Mayfield has his trophy. Reggie Bush got money for his ability, and they took his Heisman. Dumbest thing in the world.
It is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Channing, you're the best, man. This has been absolutely awesome. Plug the podcast, the radio show, one more time for our listeners in Auburn.
It's 567.9. It's the Hawkman and Crowder Show. We're simulcast in South Florida. We're on the Odyssey.com app.
So amazing.
You go to Odyssey.com, download our stuff. You know, we're 2 to 6 every day, 4 hours, Monday through Friday. Do the Dolphin pregame, Dolphin postgame during football season, and the I Am Athlete podcast is on YouTube right now. We're trying to, you know, we might be making some moves here coming up soon.
Right
now it's on YouTube, the I Am Athlete podcast. You can search it on YouTube.
Hey, we appreciate the
man. You definitely ain't got no time to play no video game.
Way too busy.
10 minutes worth of stuff you doing.
Three kids, a charter boat company, a shark diving company, own instance of restaurants. Yeah, man.
Too much.
Yeah,
grinding,
you ain't got no time for no video game.
We'll be back with more sports call right after this on Tiger 95.9.